On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerd it.
And together we are cursed because holy shit, what a...
It's been a month. It's been a month.
Man.
And did you not say...
Yeah.
With your little list of ghost bullshit...
Mm-hmm.
That electronic devices
could yeah. be...
Like, I don't know what else to say.
JJ, what's up?
So, there you go.
Unreal. People can hear us. We sound lovely tonight. We're nice and loud. Everyone can hear our voices. I'm telling you, man, that demon that you brought into this house is really screwing shit up.
How could I... But that makes no sense. I don't go anywhere unless I'm with you.
Listen, something weird is going on here. Something attached itself to you. It might be a ghost cat or something because there's weird smells in the house. Weird sounds in the house. You want to get into last night?
I really don't.
Dude.
No, we got to start before last night at bedtime because...
This is your ghost. You tell the story.
So, we've had, in the last 2 weeks, many, many things happen in this house.
Yeah.
Like, bizarre, weird shit that we can't fucking explain. Last week, Faith went nuts one time for no reason. Like, no reason, just stared at us and just barked like a freaking maniac. Well, last night, she decided to do the same fucking thing. She wouldn't stop. Just kept freaking barking at nothing. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this fucking crazy-ass dog? Like, she wouldn't calm down. I let her outside, and she's standing there. Could care less. Then she came back in, and then she laid down. So I'm like, what the hell was the point in that? That's twice she's done that now. Once last week and once this week.
Yep.
For no apparent fucking reason. She didn't have to go to the bathroom. It wasn't time to eat. It wasn't anything, you know, like that. And then we went to bed.
Now, I can take this part because yeah. I was the one that heard it first.
Yep.
We're laying in bed and we're just, hey, what's up, Brian? How you doing, buddy? Just came into the chat. And he had some delicious fucking food today, man. He had some pancakes. But fucking amazing. But last night, right, we're fucking laying in bed, and everything was great, man. We're about to go to sleep. My eyes were finally about to shut. And then I hear some crinkling sound.
See, okay, I heard something different.
Well, you didn't hear it at all.
No, not at first I didn't.
I heard it, and I heard it like 4 or 5 times, and then I finally say to you, do you fucking hear that? And you're like, no, I don't hear anything. And then go ahead.
And then I heard it. So what I was hearing... was something like scraping against a table, right? Like either a paper or a piece of foil or something. Like it was a weird sound, but it sounded like it was scraping against a table.
Like a cat foil ball.
Like, no, it was just a weird sound. And I'm just like, okay, well, that can be explained. We have fans running in here. It's not that big of a deal that we sleep with box fans going. So I'm like, okay. And then we heard it again. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to find out what's making the sound so we can stop it from happening. I turn the light on, stand there for like 2 minutes, and it doesn't happen. No sound. Nothing.
Stopped. Dead silence.
Fucking stopped.
Immediately.
I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm looking around the room to see if anything's like looking weird. Nothing. So I shut the light off. I go back in bed. About 5 minutes later, the same sound... But now in the closet.
Yeah.
In the complete opposite direction the first time the sound happened.
It moved.
It went across the room and into the closet. And I'm like, did you hear that shit? It's now on my side of the room.
Yeah.
It's in the closet. And I'm like, I'm done. Just protect me and make sure it doesn't happen tonight. Because this shit keeps happening. I don't understand it. And people are probably thinking we're making this shit up and, like, I'm going crazy. I'm not. Like, stuff is happening and at least you're hearing it and seeing it.
JJ said it's my side chick that I kept in the attic.
Oh, that's good. You know what? Yeah. As long as someone else claps you so I don't have to, we're good. Like, we just need an agreement, like a signed thing. Like, you have to leave.
Sherry wants me to let you know, hey, bitches, from getting her tattoo. She's getting her tattoo right now. She's glad she can hear you. and hear about your ghost story here. She's getting her tattoo done. Another tattoo. How many tattoos you got there, Sherry? It's insane. She's going to run out of body. She's going to have to start, written out her tata space for some tattoos here.
I think she's that's the next. I would love to get tattoos. I would love it.
You should get one.
You should get one.
You should do it.
I have like five in mind.
Like, you should get one of those fucking demons that's haunting
They're
the damn
addicting.
House.
I don't know.
That's some weird shit though. So the thing was moving around and it kept moving from place to place. And for whatever reason, it was like every couple of minutes it would just come again. It wasn't persistent. It was like crinkle, 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 and then it would stop. And then we're like, all right. And then we were perfectly still because we were a little spooked. A little spooked, man. You were way more spooked than me, but because I was trying to tell you, I'm like, no, it's the fucking blinds.
And then the fucking thing moved.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
He literally says, people, it's the blinds fell. I'm like, that's impossible because you have to move the fucking string to the side to let the blinds out. 15. Why, with us both in bed, would the blinds just collapse all the way down? That makes no sense. And no one goes to the... We don't go to the windows. We don't mess with the blinds. Literally, we don't touch these windows ever. I mean, so that makes no sense. And you kept saying it until it ended up in the closet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, there's no blinds in the closet. So the same exact sound jumped to the other side of the room. I'm done.
You don't hear it at all day. Brian says it was a rat.
That's not funny. That's not fucking funny because we have fucking snakes out there.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
So maybe something like that. But it would be in the attic if anything, right?
We would hear it. We would hear it.
Yeah, you would hear it all day. The dogs would know. The dogs don't bark around. Well, they are barking now.
And we would see shit.
Well, the dog is barking now. So maybe these fucking rats that are in the attic also wear some old lady's perfume, too. Because that's another fucking weird thing that we're having going on.
Rats and mice like shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah, I had a mouse in my first apartment, and it freaked me the fuck out. But it left, like, fucking droppings everywhere.
I was thinking, like,
until
a
I finally
bird
freaking caught
or something.
Thing.
But, like, the way our house is set up, it's impossible. There's no way it could get in there. There's no way the way our house structure is. We would see it in the house beforehand, you know? Like, it's just the way the houses are in South Carolina. It's not like a New York apartment, you know?
Now I'm freaking out over a fucking mouse.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Because think about it, how the way the house is. And our dogs.
This house
the dogs
is clean.
Would,
why would a mouse be in here?
Well, the dogs would hear it, wouldn't they? Wouldn't dogs hear that?
And they would be barking in the middle of the night, right? Because they come out at night?
Well, I don't know. I think they come out whenever the fuck they do. I have no
idea. See, so now I'm not just a stupid snake in the fucking yard. I am literally trapped. I can't go out in the yard.
She's freaking out, guys. She just panicked. It was a ghost cat. See, there you go. Brian said it was a ghost cat.
I'd rather have a ghost cat. I'm, like, freaking out. Like, if there's a fucking mouse in here and we haven't seen it.
Yeah. I have never seen her so paranoid ever about
something.
Like, this is
kind
of amazing.
I don't like creepy things. Mice and snakes, I can't deal with it. I would rather have a ghost.
I told you what it was. The fan was blowing something around last night. That's what it was.
I don't think it's a ghost.
I don't think it's a ghost. I am that fucking guy in the movie that I'm like, you motherfucker, believe her. I'm going to be the last person in town that believes you about this ghost. Like, I'm going to threaten divorce and shit. I'm going to take the kids out. The dogs are going to come with me. And then all of a sudden, the fucking thing's going to slam the door. Spirits are going to be flying around, and that's when I come to the realization, just like every other fucking horror movie. That's exactly how it happens, too, isn't it?
Dude, I'm going to be looking everywhere
you
for
are,
a goddamn
really.
Mouse. Like, it's not even funny.
Listen, what the hell have you been doing besides chasing ghosts? You been watching my TV or anything?
My Traitors ended, so I watched the finale of that.
What the fuck is that show about again?
I'm not going to say, but it was awesome. It was so good. It was so good. It ended the way I wanted it to end. It was freaking perfect. I loved it.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
That's all you watch? I watched some more Sex and the City. I'm only on like season 4 just about. I'm right there at season 4. And this show is really good, obviously. You know, it's just a sitcom about girls dating, you know, grown women. She got back with Mr. Big Shot. She got back with this fucking guy. And really not a lot's been going on in my life. I did finish Gossip Girl. And I didn't even have it in my fucking notes that I finished Gossip Girl. This is the first show I've ever finished that I didn't actually have in my notes a score for it. I didn't put any notes on it. I'm just glad it's over with. Should I say who's a person came back from somewhere? Or you think that'd be too spoilerish?
Ooh.
I don't know if anyone's out there watching the show right now. Because
yeah, I don't know. Some people like... Hop on your train when you're watching stuff.
All right, well then I won't say, but some really good surprises came out near the end. They got me reinvested, but they did too little too late. And that's why I would have to lower the score. I was going to give it a solid B minus. I got to drop it to a C plus. It was a good show. It just
moved too slow for you. I loved that show. Loved all the characters, like all of them except for Serena. Yeah. She's the only one that pissed me off, like consistently pissed me off. Everyone else, I freaking loved.
I liked everybody on the show for the most part. I hated Chuck in the beginning, but by the end, I was neutral. I hated Eric and I hated Jenny. Fucking hated those two with a passion.
I loved Eric.
I hated Doofus. Yeah. Everyone else I was pretty good
and
with,
I
liked
Jenny. Yeah, see, I liked everybody.
Loved Dorota.
Who the fuck? Oh, the maid. No, oh my god. Yeah. By far, the best character on that show.
A.K.A. my new Meemaw, the Russian nanny.
Oh my god, she was awesome.
Oh god. But yeah, I did try, right before the show came on, I asked my BFF, I was like, let's try this show, Tulsa King. Because you fucking loved it.
I did.
And now we fucking love that show.
Yay!
Oh my god. I did not expect it to be so funny. It is hilarious, man.
So good. That's the Sylvester Stallone thing.
Very fucking good show.
Yep. And Taylor Sheridan, who makes Yellowstone and all those other shows.
I'll watch anything that dude makes from now on. Yep. Seriously, this show is fucking awesome.
He did that one. It's so good.
One episode. And I'm hilarious. Like, they looked it up. 9 episodes. Fuck. Yep.
It got renewed though, so there will be a season 2. So I'm pumped. I love that show.
Fucking great show. I like his driver that he picked up.
Yes.
And he went to the fucking auto shop. And he's like, you know, show this guy, Kyle, what do you think he is? Yeah, this fucking stole
him. Him trying to figure out a cell phone because he's been in prison for so long.
Oh, yeah. He got laid. And the girl that he had sex with was from Southland. She was one of the girls in 1883. She was the hooker. I like how he keeps these people employed, you know, so. Really good show. Definitely going
to
continue with Tulsa King.
Because there's such long breaks in between each fucking show because he's got so much fucking shit going on that he has to... some of these people need to keep getting paid.
I think they said that this takes place in that universe, too, the Southland world. It's just a different part of the world.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, something like that. I think the way he's doing it is like he's creating his own Marvel fucking universe with cowboys and Tulsa King.
Whatever, it's good. I would rather watch this shit than Marvel stuff.
Me too. Give me cowboys any day of the week.
Yeah, it's good.
And cowgirl.
Except for 1923.
She got married to that fucking dude.
Yeah.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
Good for them. He fucking got himself a good one. So, listen, I got a fucking hot off the presses story here. Sherry's going to love this one. Mm-hmm. Law-abiding, and I think we might have a new neighbor. Some houses are coming up in the area. I think Sherry might want to move here after she hears this shit. Law-abiding adults can now carry guns openly in South Carolina after governor approves new law.
Oh, nice.
If you don't have felonies, you can open fucking carry in South Carolina now, which is amazing because that is going to keep our crime statistics even lower, man. It's going to fucking... crime's going to plummet. You're not going to know who the fuck has a gun. If you're a criminal and you see an old man walk and you're like, man, that guy's got... fucking money, man. He's got nice clothes, and you try to walk up, and that old man might turn around and blow your fucking head off. Keep everybody honest. That's how you keep crime down. So any adult can now legally own a gun. They can open carry now in South Carolina, and guess who said it? Governor McMaster, my favorite fucking governor in America now, man.
Yeah.
He signed a bill into law Thursday, just the day after it received final legislative approval. So gun rights supporters have pushed for this law for nearly a decade, first allowing open carry for people who took the training to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon. So this was fucking huge, man. This is a huge fucking plus. McMaster,
Because he
don't
looks
know.
Like he's fucking dying.
No, he better stick
he's
around,
awesome.
Man. We need him here. Yeah. I'll vote for him. Every time I fucking automatic, just click his name on the fucking ballot. Every time.
I'm just curious about his age, because it's just like some of these people are just getting up there, man.
This is freaking huge. South Carolina joined 28 other states that allow open carry of guns without a permit, including nearly every state in the Deep South. That's great, man. So like... now, if we go to the store and I got a fucking thing in my back pocket, and they're like, hey, can I see your driver's license and run it? Fine. Oh, you're clean? Here's your license back. Have a good day, sir. That's what this is now. That's fucking awesome. Huge.
Please don't do that, though.
Huge.
I know, but we don't know what this gun has done in the past, and I dread, like, it's sitting there for an emergency only.
It's gonna be.
It's not supposed to, like,
now I have a new thing in my pockets. Honey, where's my car keys, my wallet, my cell phone, and the gun?
we'll go get a legal one? Like, I don't know. I don't trust this one.
I think it might be walking a little bit different down the street now. I can walk a little bit, you know, a little bit more swagger now, you know? But everyone else is going to be doing that same shit, but, you know. No, but in all seriousness, all kidding aside, this is great for...
You realize I'm not going to sleep tonight.
For freedom. Well, now I can have the gun next to us on the bed.
I keep looking around this room now, like, waiting for some shit to happen in this room. I'm serious, I'm now thinking about mice in here.
If it'll make you feel better after the show, I will go up there. In the attic. This will shut you the fuck up.
How the fuck would he get down from the attic, though?
I don't know, but I'll go up there, and if I get bitten by something, it's Brian's fault. He's the one that brought it up. He's the one that put that in the atmosphere.
This is his fault.
And Brian also gave us the perfect segue, because if there's a rat in the house and I get bit,
well, that's not going to scratch my back. Because
he brought it up, which makes him an asshole, and is also the topic of the show today, which is your favorite show of the week.
I gotta think about something else. Please.
No idea why this is your favorite show of the week.
Because it's the last fucking show.
Why are we so? JJ said we're lucky because it is open carry in Georgia too. Sherry said.
Yeah, but who cares? She needs to move here anyways because I need a buddy.
Yeah, I need
someone in the lazy river with me. Mm. Like I need friends. I'm desperate.
So I guess me and the kids are just fucking chop meat in the damn lazy river.
I need someone to sit on the porch and drink beer with and just make fun of
people. That's right. I quit drinking
like,
beer.
Fuck,
that's
man. Right. She still needs to move here. I don't give a shit.
That'd be good. Yeah, that'd be great. And then me and her husband can sit and just kind of ignore each other because that's what we do. But the thing about guys like that are very rare. We can have a fucking great relationship and never talk to each other.
And be friends.
And that's great. Yeah. Those are the kind of friendships I like. All right, so let's get to it here. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for asking my husband to get rid of his dog?
Yeah, God, I don't like that because already I'm saying yes.
Immediately.
Yeah, like you can't do that. But there better be a damn good reason.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm a 26-year-old female. I married my husband, Ethan, who's 35, 2 years ago. Let me start off by saying our home cultures were completely different. My husband grew up in Wisconsin and had all his dogs his whole life. I'm from Hermosillo, California. My sister Rosa got rabies from a dog when we were both young and ended up passing from it. Jesus, man. I tolerate dogs, but I honestly have a very bad fear of them. Ethan has a black lab mix, Layla. Layla would be a very good dog if she was on a farm herding sheep or something, but she lives with me and my husband, and she's a little rambunctious. She's nipped me, jumped at me, attempted to bite me, ran over my niece multiple times, etc. So she obviously has a trauma with dogs.
She does, but she married him, and she kept dating him, and I'm sorry.
I know.
You date someone with kids, or you date someone with animals, that's a package deal.
Well, how about maybe he should have been like, all right, maybe he has to make a
decision.
He
should have gotten the dog trained. If it's really nipping and it's jumping and it's doing things, because our one dog, like, telling you, she's freaking nuts. Mm-hmm. So we put her away if we ever had, for some reason, had someone come over. Like, you have to be responsible, but at the same time, if this woman is now married and living there and the dog is still doing that, like, it's time to get your dog trained so it stops doing that.
Yeah. I think those are the worst kinds of dog owners, the ones that just let their... Oh, it's just a dog.
Yeah, but
dog's friendly, but it's jumping
it
all over me.
It can't be nipping
man.
At people and jumping and doing all sorts of crazy shit.
I'm a dog person, man. We have two dogs, beautiful dogs that I love dearly. But the thing is with these fucking things is, sometimes enough's enough.
God,
and I understand that. I understand that. Like, hey, you want to go get your sniffs in, go sniff the guy, but leave him the fuck alone or whoever's in the house. Leave him the fuck alone. I never felt comfortable around her, but Ethan has had her for 5 years and is very attached, which I understand. But at the same time, I worry that one day I would regret it. I found out I'm pregnant. I'm 25 weeks pregnant currently. Well, so she's got
his kids.
She
doesn't want around the baby.
Now he has a decision to make. Because, you got kids with her now. That trumps everything.
You can't get rid of the dog. Get it trained. Like, this dog, he's had this dog for 5 years. You married him.
I know. I feel bad for these dogs.
Then you got knocked up knowing this fucking dog was crazy.
There's levels to this shit, man. I would try my
hardest.
I still
feel bad for her.
I would try my hardest to make this work, to keep the dogs, but there's levels of priority when you got this woman who's pregnant with your kids. You can't live with these dogs. It's either her or the dogs. The dogs have to go.
No, the dogs. Bring it to, at least try and train it first.
I would exhaust every fucking measure.
And if that didn't work, then I guess a discussion needs to be made because there's a baby now involved. But at the same time, he had the dog for 5 years.
Yeah.
She married him knowing he had the dog. Like, I still see this as her fault.
I do too, but he's in a very tough spot. It sucks.
He needs to take steps in order to get the dog calmed down.
Yeah.
Put on some CBD biscuits or something.
He had the dog for 5 years and she's pregnant. So something would have crisscrossed here.
They've been married 2 years.
This should have been common knowledge.
Right.
that she was afraid of dogs. You've had this dog.
That's what I'm
while
saying.
You were together with her before the kids were even thought of.
That's why I'm not on her side.
All right. I mean, I would just say fucking deal with it, bitch.
She I would
flip the table. Yeah, fuck it. I would flip the tables, but fuck it, bitch. Yeah, all right. Because I had to rationalize it that way.
She knew it going in. He does need to do something about it, though. You have a baby to think about now. So get it under control. Like, it's not the dog's fault. It's your fault for not training it and calming it down. I could say that about Faith as well, because this fucking dog does not listen to shit. So.
No, she doesn't.
Punky will. Punky's all calm and cool. It's like complete opposite sides of the fucking spectrum.
She just gets excited around people. She's very protective of us. She's extremely protective of us, which is a good thing.
Oh, Lord.
But saying it out loud, now I'm like, I don't really get fucking deal with it, bitch. I can barely get past her when I come in through the door, and if that's hard for me now, I'm worried what's going to happen when the baby starts walking. I tell Ethan all the time that I'm concerned for our babies, and I'm telling him now that it's either me or the dogs. Am I being unreasonable for this, or am I an asshole?
Yeah. What she should say is, like, look, we had to start thinking about the babies that are about to be here. Let's see if we can try training it or something. You know, bring it to a dog daycare. They have those.
Yeah.
Or a freaking, like, a training group that they have those, too. Like, see if you can just talk nicely to them and figure something out.
Yeah.
Instead of demanding, it's either the dog or me.
Well,
like, take some steps first before you jump that far. Because you've had all this time to figure this shit out before you got knocked up.
Yeah.
She's already freaking 5 months pregnant. Like, shit, dude.
There are two edits to this. She goes, thank you all for your insight. I think in my situation, I've had very bad trauma regarding dogs, which definitely caused my initial reaction to her. I felt like if I got rid of her, it would help save the future of my children because I couldn't save my sister back then. Okay, I mean, it's very reasonable why she's afraid of dogs.
I understand why she's afraid of dogs, but, like, you still continue to date this guy and then get engaged and then marry him knowing he had a dog.
Here's the important edit. She goes, I should have clarified this, but I dated Ethan for 9 years. We were dating for 4 when Layla was born. He got the dog from his family, and I didn't know how to say that I wasn't comfortable. Which, yes, I know is my fault. But I had already been dating him for a couple of years, and I thought breaking a relationship like that because of a dog was stupid. But now,
it's not stupid. This is all her fault.
This is her fault. She needs to suck it up and deal with it. Those edits did not help her case.
No, it didn't. This is all completely her fault.
Dude, she fucking talks. You know, I was feeling bad for her, and then she talked too fucking much. And that's the problem with you gosh darn women.
Talk too much.
I'm just fucking around. But no, she that's what happened. She kept running her fucking mouth, and now I'm on firm team asshole on this one.
Yeah, she's an asshole. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just know. A dog is a part of the family. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. And bitch, you didn't say anything the day he was thinking about getting the dog or got the dog. So screw you.
All right, here's another one for him. Am I the asshole for saying his boyfriend is not good enough for him? It's another LGBT
Why do people butt their nose into other people's shit?
I mean, I guess it depends on the relationship this guy has with this person. That I don't know if they're the kind of people like, hey, you know,
my sister has gone through some shit in the past with relationships, and I was just like an ear to, like, I was there to listen, a shoulder to cry on until I got too annoyed and been like, look, enough is enough with this guy, I don't feel sorry for you anymore, but it's just like, no, like, it's not my business. Like,
hello to Fi Cat. What's going on?
Why would you say anything? Like, if you know how to deal with it, like, fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, just butt out, unless it's a toxic situation. Well, I guess we'll say so. I feel my friend Jared is settling. I did not know he was gay when we met, but we're good friends. I remember having a crush on him for a second there. We met in college, and he's always been really gifted academically. And he was top in our class, and we ended up getting into one of the best medical schools in the country. He lived with his best friend, who was smart but dropped out of college because he was too busy partying and having a good time. According to Jared, he's been in love with his best friend since they were 12. During his time, Jay was diagnosed with lupus and had to get a kidney transplant. Now, that's a fucking rough one. Our neighbor had that. Miserable bitch.
Yeah, and she attacked me.
Yeah.
So, fuck her.
Well, not attack. I mean, people are probably, what, attack?
No, she accused me of shit for no reason.
Weird shit.
Like, she was crazy.
His best friend ended up giving him the kidney. We'll talk about that story one day. Before the diagnosis, they started dating. I was surprised they got together because his best friend was straight. The thing is, I'm not sure his partner is good enough for him. I feel like he's looking at him through rose-tinted glasses because he's been in love with him his whole life. I feel like he's also distracted by how attractive he is. For one, he works at a bar where he gets hit on constantly. Women grab him, they grab him, flirt with him, etc., and he's bi. It would be so easy for him to cheat. But Jared said she would... I think this person's fucking
jealous.
And wants him for herself.
Like, seriously, like, it's not your business.
Yeah. But Jared said he would cut off his arm before he cheated on him, but he's not worried about that. But I don't know. I have my doubts. It's been years since college, and Jay's gotten into medical school, and his partner is living with him, but still working at bars. He doesn't drink and party. This guy's a fucking weirdo.
This person's not... Like, you're not swaying me at all.
No, not at all, man. He's a fucking maniac. He doesn't drink and party much, but he's having the time of his life while Jared is actually working towards their future. I see him skydiving, traveling, taking dance classes, etc. on social media. He's fucking stalking their relationship.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking weird.
And his friend, the actual boyfriend, doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So mind your business. Who cares?
Sounds like he's got a pretty good life, this bartender, man. He fucking bartends at night, gets cash, and has his fucking...
He gets nice
boy
tips,
toy,
obviously.
His boy toy fucking gives him money, and he gets to fuck hot chicks at the bar. Man, I'm going to be a bartender now. I once asked what he brings to the table in his relationship, and he joked, his pretty face, LOL, which honestly is the truth. Jared has the attitude of, I don't care what he does. He can have a job, not have a job. As long as he's happy, that's all I care about, blah, blah, blah. Jared wanted to get married, but his partner said they should wait until they're 25, so at least he's slightly responsible. Well, they're turning 25 soon. He's planning on proposing. I asked if he was sure, and he said, God, yes. This is the person he loves, the guy that gave him a kidney, that he's known his whole life, etc. Said, you know, he works at a bar and he doesn't have any aspirations, but I still love him. He said there's no future that he wants without the love of his life in it. Here's where I might be a bit of a jerk.
What? They've been a jerk the whole time. The whole time. What else could they have possibly done?
Yeah. I mean, this was pretty rough. Hey, what's up, Isaac? Welcome to the chat. I rolled my eyes and called him an idiot. And when we got into a bit of a fight where I told him his partner's not good enough for him, and then he asked me to leave. Like, dude, he has no goals. Am I supposed to excuse that because he gave you a kidney?
Oh, my God.
Am I the asshole because I'm worried about my friend? He's a bit blinded by love, but maybe it's not my place to say these things. I don't know.
It's not your place, and it's not your fucking business.
Mm.
If the dude is happy, let him be happy. And then be there for him if his heart gets broken. That's it. That's all you're there for.
Yeah.
You don't throw your freaking 2 cents in.
Sometimes the best way to love somebody is to let them make their own mistakes.
Seriously.
It's the best way to do it.
He's happy. I do find the marriage thing a little weird.
Yeah.
That the bartender is like, let's wait a little bit. Like there's a time.
Oh, yeah.
That is just a touch weird, but...
Well, he's bi. He's not fully committed to this gay thing.
Right.
You know?
But, like, if he says yes and everything is... Then leave it alone. Like, seriously, it's not your business. Like, move the fuck on. Worry about your own self.
Brian says he gave him the kidney in his ass. That is two body parts you just give him.
And they're happy, so let it go. God damn.
Well, I mean, you know what he should have said in response to the marriage and came off like a fucking pro? He should have been like, you know what? I don't have to get married to you. I gave him my fucking kidney. Isn't that enough?
Seriously, and if the friend doesn't care that his boyfriend is a bartender and gets hit on and groped and all this shit, that, like, who cares? Like, seriously, that's on him.
Yeah.
Whatever. People, Jesus. Asshole. This person is an asshole. By the way, my nephew is now saying that word. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, your sister was coaching him to say the word asshole.
Like, just like the baby in Meet the Fockers. Asshole.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this poor kid.
The worst.
We should have him as a guest star on the show.
Just get him on the
show? For the Friday show.
Oh, that'd be hilarious, man. What do you think? Everyone's an asshole to that kid. Oh, goodness. All right, here we go. Am I the asshole for taking my grandchildren to Disney?
Yes.
For the first time?
Yup.
Without their mother?
I don't need the story.
And refusing to apologize when confronted?
Yup. Yes.
Mm. This
I'm
one hits,
so mad.
Does this hit close to home for some reason?
I'm so mad.
Why? What happened?
Because if my parents ever did that without us, like, it all hell would break loose, man. It just, like, no. Because that's
special.
That is special. Mm-hmm. Those are memories. Those are huge memories. Disney is a big deal.
Yeah.
And for someone other than myself and you to take them.
Yeah.
I, like, seriously, I would fucking flip the fuck out. I'd like, be it best, would man. Not be good. It would not be good. And I'd not so apologize. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, guess what? My kids aren't getting on the plane.
Yeah.
You fucking bitch. Like, no.
That is fucked up, man.
Dude, I could never.
Maybe there's a good reason behind it.
There's no. There's no reason.
You want to hear it out?
There's nope, because I don't give a shit if the parents are lying in a coma in the hospital and they wake up and find out that their kids went to Disney. No, you can't do that.
Well, here we go. My son made this account and asked me to post this story because he claims my normal meter is skewed and the internet is going to tell me I'm an asshole. I recently babysat my grandchildren, 5 and 4, for a period of 4 nights and 5 days so my son and his wife could attend a wedding in Mexico and spend a few days on vacation. They approached me since their mother would not be available, and I initially said I wasn't comfortable with that. It seemed like a long time to watch the kids, and she has a point blank look on her face and told me that the woman's family is more important than the man's. So I was irritated I was being asked and not her mother. I will admit that I did give in when the son became very emotional, but I feel and felt like they were being manipulative. When I had the kids, I was invited to a birthday at Epcot and wanted to go. It didn't even occur to me to run up on my son or daughter-in-law, as I had the kids for an extended period of time anyway, and obviously they knew that they were going where I went anyway. Okay. So she had this booked. She had to be there, and then this got sprung on her.
But she should have said something. Why didn't she say something before the kids were dropped off?
Yeah, I know.
And then you got to buy the kids tickets.
My daughter-in-law had previously mentioned wanting to save up for Disney, but she said that about a lot of things and never made me aware it was something super special to her. I mean, come on, it's Disney.
Oh, my God.
Clueless. He's brain dead. Also, it was Epcot. What's the difference? You got to. I don't know the difference. I never been to either.
Epcot, for a child, is a little more boring. It's more for, like, from my opinion, I haven't been there since I was a teenager, but I was fucking bored out of my goddamn mind in Epcot. I hated it. It's about, like, all the little countries and stuff like that, but they have the characters that walk around. My sister freaking loves it. I haven't been, like, I'm in my 40s at this point, so I don't know what it is now, but when I was, like, 14, I could not wait to get the fuck out of that goddamn park. It was so boring. Oh, let's go to this country. Like, who cares about this shit?
It was like a history lesson?
As an adult, I would love it at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, because you learn shit.
Yeah, because I would think it's super cool. But as a kid, when I went, I thought it was the most boring day we ever had.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it is now. I don't ever ask my sister. Like, she's like, oh, we're at Epcot. And, oh, here's a picture of Goofy. Like, she sends me pictures of the characters because I freaking love that.
Yeah,
she doesn't tell me what she does.
Tough jobs, man.
Yeah, I would be sweating. Oh, do they have fans in those costumes? Because it's too hot down there.
The other day, I was looking at an article somewhere, and then there was a fucking thing. For some reason, it had a thing about Disney people. And they were talking about their things and their gigs. They have, like, underground tunnels in Disney and shit.
Didn't Sherry go to... Is she still in the chat?
I don't know.
Went to Disney. Did she go to Epcot? Like, maybe she'll answer in the chat, because I don't know what... I know it's about places around the world. Yes, because she sent stickers here for... Or stuff here for Sammy.
Okay.
That had, like, Japan and China and, like, all those things. That was a couple years ago. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. I don't care. There's characters walking around. No, you cannot take my fucking kids without me.
So, my daughter-in-law had previously mentioned wanting to save up for Disney, and she had those issues. But she said that about a lot of things. She said it was special. When they returned and found out... Oh, wait, hold on. I fucking skipped the part here. It's not like I took them to the Magic Kingdom, and they had some magical moment instead of seeing their favorite characters and whatnot. When they returned and found out, my daughter-in-law was furious, and she burst into tears. She said, I stole one of her kids first and called me entitled. And to be honest, I didn't react well to being called entitled when she was the one who had previously demanded babysitting. My son asked me to apologize as she was distraught over missing their first Disney trip.
Yeah.
But I declined and asked him to leave. My son reached out again and said I should have asked for something that big, and his wife feels robbed. I know she's a huge Disney person.
So she said, my God.
She just contradicted herself. She said before I didn't think it was special to her. And now she's saying, oh, I know she's a big Disney person. Yeah. So obviously it's special. Those Disney people are freaks.
This is seriously like me taking my nephew, knowing what a Disney fucking freak my sister is, and bringing him instead.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I mean, that's a low blow.
Yeah, no.
So she continued on, she goes, I know she's a huge Disney person, but it was Epcot, not quintessential Disney, and I don't feel I should have had to miss out on the birthday party that I wanted to attend. I told my son I'm not apologizing for anything, and maybe they should think about how they made me feel when they didn't respect my initial no. My son feels like Reddit is going to show me the error of my ways. You know what? I forgot that part is very key, is that she did get this forced on her. She did say no, and then they gave her that rude-ass response and made her take the kids anyway.
At that point, she should have said, I have to go to a birthday party in Epcot.
Yeah.
You still don't take the kids somewhere without letting the parents know.
Yeah.
Because as far as the parents are concerned, they're just hanging out at the house. And you're getting them 3 meals a day and a place to sleep. That's literally what the parents are thinking. Even if we sent the kids over to my dad's house, like, that would never happen because they cancel all the time. But, like, we sent the kids over there to babysit, and then they went off to the beach without telling me. I would flip the fuck out. Like, okay, first of all, they can't swim. So, like, you know, like, you can't just do willy-nilly and do whatever the fuck you want. You didn't tell me that ahead of time. Oh, no, this is not helping her at all.
But I feel like they still would have been like, well, you need to cancel your birthday. Because they were already rude and didn't respect her wishes when she said no the first
and
time.
And then she's an adult.
I feel like she should have put her foot down
and be like, look, no, I'm not canceling that. I'm going to Epcot. So the kids are either coming with me or I'm not babysitting them.
They got 3 meals a day and a place to sleep. They did. In Disney, the Magic Kingdom. Epcot.
Epcot is like the Dollar General version
of Walmart, basically.
She's not winning me over. It's not Disney.
And Sherry just popped back in, too.
Oh, she wasn't even here for the fucking thing.
Yeah, she just popped back in.
God damn it. She couldn't even answer the goddamn question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I would be pissed off.
All right, so I think we can say, there's a lot of assholes in this one.
This is an asshole, like, I would not... Oh, God,
maybe this next hero can change course here and give us a not the asshole.
Are these ones that you picked, or were these sent in?
No, I fucking rushed through. I was busy today doing shit.
Well, it's nice. We have all assholes so far. I was
rushing today. I was busy, man. I was doing a lot of shit. Person wants to know, am I the asshole for having sex with a woman and leaving town the next day?
Oh, God. Well,
I don't know if we're going to get a not the asshole in this one, but we'll try.
My God, is it a guy? Because that's a man thing to do. I'm just gonna clap her real quick and disappear.
Oh goodness! The day before I left to move cross country, I figured I should have one last hurrah.
You stupid ass man!
I hit up a girl I knew was into me.
Oh my God, knew she was into him. Mm-hmm. Didn't go to a bar.
He knew it was a sure thing.
Yeah, didn't go to a bar and try to pick someone up. He went to exactly who he knew he could get.
He saw the alley-oop coming. He was like, I'm gonna take that easy dunk. Oh my God. I picked her up and we had sex. That was honestly incredible.
Oh my God.
She did everything in her power to please me.
Oh my God. This poor girl.
I let her know beforehand that this was my last night here, so I don't think I lead her on or anything. The next morning I took my flight, but still kept in contact with her for a week afterwards out of respect. Mm. Didn't sound like a bad guy. He let her know, like, hey,
he's
man.
He's kind of leading her on, though.
Not really.
You're still in contact with her for a week.
He was being nice.
She knew.
He didn't hit it.
She knew. Like, this is my last night here.
Ooh.
Just having fun. Clapped her out. Got on the plane. That's it.
Sherry wanted me to let you know that, well, he did tell her.
Exactly. That's what I just said that.
He told he's not the asshole here. He can't be. He's not leading her on. He told her he's not leading her on.
The problem is, he kept texting for a week and kept in contact with her. You don't do that. If it's a one and done, just disappear.
It's not a one and done. He knew she was into him. So there is a relationship there.
I don't, man.
There's a relationship there.
There better be something else
there's
in some, there.
There's something there. There's a relationship there. You just don't find some random chick and just bang her like that. He's like, oh, right. I know this girl's into
but
me
he
because
said,
I
look,
know her.
This is it. This is my last night. Goodbye. Got on a plane. And then he kept talking to her. Don't, if it's one and done, go away for a little bit, and then maybe you can swoop back in and text and be like, hey, how you been?
Yeah.
Like, you, at this point, you don't text her the next day if it was a one and done.
Did it stink? You know what? I don't think so. It sounds like it was pretty damn good to me, the way he's describing it. JJ said she might have texted him first, and he just responded. That's another good point. Maybe she was like, hey, what's up?
Okay, that's true. All right, I'll give that. I'll give that.
Apparently, she feels very used now and upset that I left. I told her straight up this was my last night, so I don't see how I'm at fault. You're not. Also, I don't see how I used her and she didn't use me. We both had a lot of fun last night. I feel like she didn't want to have sex with someone she would leave the next day. She wouldn't have fucked me. Am I wrong? Dude, you know what? This guy's not the asshole.
Who was it? JJ in the chat that said that maybe she texted first. Yep. Because of that person, I'm going to say
and he was a gentleman.
Not the asshole because we don't know.
He was a gentleman. He replied.
But if he was the one that reached out first and started texting like, no, you don't do that. Because you already said it was like a one night. And, like, that's it. But if you text her the next day or the day after that, like, she's going to start thinking. Because women are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking a mess. Like, seriously, we're idiots.
Men, too.
So, like, you clap out and someone gets on a plane the next day, you text me, man, I'm thinking, like, you're coming back and, like, you know, this is the start of something. Like, it's weird. There's a fine line because women are completely emotional where guys can shut that shit off.
If they were a one and done, if this was some random chick at the bar that he met and just banged and he texted her after that, I would say yes, he's leading her on, but he knew her. And
that's what I'm saying. That's what he should have done. He went directly for the person that was a sure thing that liked him. He knew she liked him. That's a problem.
He walked in there like, Amber, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow.
He was going to get a yes because she had a thing for him. Like you, and then immediately...
yeah.
They're texting, like, she's already thinking other things. I'm changing my mind now.
No.
I'm changing my mind now. Because he's
not the asshole.
He went to her.
No.
Sought her out because he knew that she liked him.
He gave her what she wanted.
That's messed up.
What she always wanted because she was into
it. Dirty.
Listen, he gave her the goods and let her know this is a one-time deal. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Dirty.
You want this dick or not? It's leaving. Oh, the dick's leaving. It's leaving. It's leaving. It's out the door. It's almost gone. Okay, you want it. It's in.
That's messy. Yeah.
She's probably a big girl,
JJ.
That's
messy.
Yeah, you know what? They need it too, man.
You should have just went to a bar.
Sherry said no because she was willing to. Sherry seals the deal on that one, not the asshole people.
Who the fuck are you friends with, bitch?
Ooh.
Like, seriously.
Ooh.
You're supposed to be backing my ass up.
No, this was an obvious not the asshole one. Come on.
All right, I'll say that. But there are some wrongs in there, man. There are some serious wrongs.
All right, here we go. Am I the asshole for telling a doctor to shut up on a turbulent flight? I mean, doctors drink.
Do they?
Doctors are alcoholics. Didn't you watch Lost?
Oh, my God.
If you didn't watch Lost, we got to get back to it.
Lost is a good show. If anyone hasn't watched that, like, so that, it was a lot of seasons, a lot of episodes. That was good. If you can hold on for the fucking ride, man, because you never know what the hell is really happening.
I don't know what it was about that show, but I fucking fell so hard in love with that show, man. Like, fucking, that was another show that I gave an A to. It was a Supernatural. Friends and Lost. I gave A's to.
Vampire Diaries, I could have sworn he gave an A to, too.
Yeah, all right, Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
So 4. And if Vampire Diaries was a B, I'm upgrading it to an A because it was that damn good. And I will rewatch that one.
A good fucking
show. I think I will rewatch that show. There's too many funny moments not to want to rewatch it.
Dolph.
I'm a 30-year-old man who was on a flight from Atlanta to LAX last night. Fucking, that's a rough one, man. One shitty place to another. It was a packed flight. Everyone was just trying to get some sleep. About 2 hours in, the lights came on and an announcement crackled through the intercom. Turbulence ahead. Fasten seat belts. Pretty standard stuff. Then all hell breaks loose. This woman, maybe late 40s, impeccably dressed, starts freaking out. Screaming about air pockets. Oh, those are scary, man.
Dude, it's just turbulence. Like,
I was
on.
A kid back then, and I cared about living. Now I'd be like, yay!
As your head hits the roof of the fucking plane.
The man is speaking. Can someone do some crazy shit and cut a hole in the side?
There's a man on the hanging onto the wing of the plane.
Yeah.
What was that? That was Twilight Zone,
yeah.
Where the Captain Kirk. Freaky, man.
The whole nine yards. A flight attendant, a super patient lady, God bless her, tries to calm her down, explains that standard procedure, turbulence is normal. She wasn't having it. This lady, who we'll name Jane, throws a fit. Not the screeching nails on a chalkboard kind, but a cold, steely fury. She accuses the flight attendant of lying and putting everyone's lives in danger, and demands to be deplaned immediately. The flight attendant says it's not possible.
You're in the fucking air.
Yeah, you can't.
You're in the air. What do you want? A parachute? Like, deplaned immediately. That, like, I mean, oh my god! And you're entitled.
Yeah.
And not the other 400 people that are on this plane, or however many people are on planes now. I don't know how big they are. That's crazy.
I don't understand the flight rules, but they are so strict that if one person causes a disturbance, they will, like, stop everything and go right back, and everyone else is screwed because of one person's bullshit.
Yeah.
So I don't blame someone for telling someone to shut the fuck up if that's what happens here.
I haven't been on a plane since I was fucking 17, man.
I'll never get on a plane
again. I don't think I will, and it's not because I'm afraid of planes. It's people are crazy.
Well, it's not the people being crazy. It's just the intrusion.
I can't ever be on. And going through all that the checkpoints now? No, I'd rather drive. We drove here. It took us fucking... Oh, my God. It took us days.
Well, we stopped.
Forever. Well, because our kids were young, but I would much rather drive for days than get on a fucking plane.
So the flight attendant was trying to reason with Jane, but it's like talking to a brick wall. Finally, I just lose it. I yelled out probably a little too loudly, "Look, bitch, we all get turbulence. It's not a 5-star resort, but it's safe. Sit down and shut up before you get yourself arrested." Everyone turned and stared at me. Jane spun around, eyes blazing, and started telling me about disrespecting a medical professional.
Eyes blazing like they're writing a novel. Who's not
writing a fucking novel? Eyes blazing. And then we went into the bathroom. I fired back that a real doctor wouldn't be causing a scene and freaking everyone out. The flight attendant dives in, trying to mediate, but the damage is done. We had some turbulence, not terrible, but enough to jostle the plane. Jostle? This motherfucker is writing a book. Jane freaks again, and some people start getting panicky. I feel awful. Maybe I made things worse. The flight attendant gives me a look that could curdle milk, but then steers Jamie away to talk to her privately. By the time that we land, things are calmer, but the tension is thick. Jane gives me a withering look as she disembarks.
What in the hell is wrong with this guy? He's got to be an author, man.
I should be reading a shit like Batman. Jane gives a withering look as she disembarks.
It's like a story.
And a few people mutter thanks under their breath. So am I the asshole. I just escalate a bad situation?
I don't think so. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Sit down.
I don't know. I don't know about
it's
this
one. Well, because it's turbulence. Like, why... who wants to sit there and hear someone bitch and complain the whole fucking time?
I guess the argument could be made that the guy's an asshole because you don't want to throw gasoline in an already volatile situation.
But all he said was, everyone gets turbulence. It's not a big deal. That's literally what he said.
Oh, Sherry wanted me to let you know that this person's probably written a letter to Penthouse Forum before. I would read it, because they're using good words. They probably do some good kink.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this person's an asshole. I really don't. Because if someone's sitting there complaining for minutes on end, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. And seriously, every plane, you get turbulence. You get a bump or two. It's no big deal.
Yeah, this is a fucking tough
one. That wouldn't freak me out. You know what? Being on a small plane in the middle of a fucking thunderstorm freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. And never again. That was terrible. But a turbulence on a big plane, give me a break.
I don't know, man. This is the only thing I can
say. And
then
she's demanding to get the hell off the plane. I'd be like, bitch, sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Are we going to, like, it's going to ruin everybody's freaking flight. No, not the asshole.
I'm with you, not the asshole. The only thing I can say against this was, like, you know, you got a person obviously freaking out. You don't want to freak him out even more. It's kind of like that girl who was saying, these people aren't real on the plane.
Yeah, but how is he freaking her out more when he's saying everyone experiences turbulence?
Yeah.
It's a couple bumps. It's not that big of a deal.
I know, it really isn't. And she's a medical professional. Chill the fuck out. She should have known. Get your chewing gum.
Goodness.
All that bullshit they tell you the day beforehand. All right, I got another one here for you. Am I the asshole for being angry and not talking nor wanting to see my friends after they blame me for my asthma attack and my reaction after this asthma attack happened?
Oh, God, how dramatic is this person?
Oh, goodness.
They gotta be dramatic as hell, man.
Oh, boy. almost a year and a half ago, was diagnosed with asthma, and I'm on Symbicort. But I have a mild case, and I am fine almost all the time. I take 2 puffs a day. I know I should probably get, someone should take 2 puffs now, because this is a long one. I know I should probably get used to carrying my inhaler with me while out, but sometimes I forget to do so. My Symbicort is also my rescue inhaler, as per my doctor's instructions. How much you want to bet this person is just a hypochondriac and they don't really have asthma?
Who knows, man.
Anyway, my friends know about my asthma. Sure, I don't talk about it all the time, because most times it seems normal. The only problem I have is I can't walk very fast, and I usually have to ask people to adjust their pace a bit. Oh, you're one of these fucking people. Everyone's got to lower themselves down to my disability, to my comfort level. You know? Asthma doesn't cripple you, man.
No, but some people have it worse than others. She says mild.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to fault her for saying they had to slow down if she's hiking or something. Like, if she's got asthma, she's got asthma.
Who the fuck is he, the kid
but
from
like,
Migrant?
How dramatic was she when she had an asthma attack? That's what my thing is. Because if all her friends are like, get the fuck over it.
Yeah, exactly.
She must have done something.
So recently I went to the movies with 2 friends. We met up and started walking. A couple of meters in, I asked them to walk a little bit slower. Just a bit. But it was chilly outside and they were cold and for some reason rushing, although we arrived 20 minutes before commercials even started. The guy of this couple was my friend's first, and so because he felt he was funny or something, began making jokes and asked me why I needed them to walk slower. I said he knows why. Oh, he expects everyone to just fucking cater. I don't like this person. Because they didn't change their pace, I tried to keep up because they didn't want to fall behind. My mistake, I know. One of my only triggers, oh, they said triggers, is cold air, but outside was just a little bit chilly, not really that cold, so I didn't think it would be an issue, to be honest. When we arrived, I struggled to breathe and got dizzy and white in the face. I'm not sure what to call this. I put attack in the title, but seeing as I eventually recovered without the inhaler, maybe a flare-up, I don't know. Thankfully, after about 10 to 12 minutes, I started to feel better and we saw the movie. I was still bothered by the situation and decided to sleep on it because we got home at 11, and I thought it was pointless to bring it up, much less as to walk back to the subway station where we separated, to which I admit that maybe I should have said something then.
Whoa, this guy's a fucking bitch. Why is this an issue? Because you could have sat out.
Yeah.
You knew the cold air was an issue.
I don't know, man.
You could have sat out and not walked around. Not gaining any sympathy from me at all.
Oh, wait. JJ's giving some perspective here. I feel this guy's pain with losing air in the cold, asthma. So this is a thing, then.
But why is this person, like, this person knows that, though.
Yeah.
And decided to walk with these people and got mad because they wouldn't slow down.
Yeah, I feel like you should know your limitations before
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not bashing on the guy for having asthma, but it's like you should know your limitations and not expect
but
everyone
else.
If you
knew you couldn't do it, and if they were refusing to slow down for you, don't try to keep up with them. Like, I understand, you know your limitations is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know your limitations.
Like, you know you can't keep up with them, so don't even try. Like, I don't know.
Exactly, and JJ said, I don't go on a jog, and, you know, they don't do it for a reason, because if you can't do it, you don't push.
If you know what you can and can't do, and they're not respecting your limitations at all, then, like, that's it. Let them go and do their thing, and then you do what you want. I don't know. You can't blame them.
You can't blame them, because they're going at their normal speed,
I don't know.
All right, everybody. Hey, guys, can you slow down for a bit? You know, just be cool about it.
Right, and if they're not willing to, then let them go.
Yeah, let them do it at your own pace, or just not do it. Yeah.
I don't know.
But then that's fucked up.
And then you didn't bring your fucking inhaler. How do you not? Like, I don't know.
But I don't know. I always thought walking was like a tribal thing, kind of like something that we did innately. Like, if you're with a pack, you try to keep up with the pack and slow down with your slowest member.
Well, the mall walkers are, for sure. You see the mall walkers, man.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're like speed demons around the goddamn mall.
But they're in their pack. Like, you got 3 of them, boom, they're power walkers.
But
you got slower people, they're all together.
But if you keep up, like, I wouldn't put myself in that situation, I guess.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because you want to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
So it does suck. But if I know I can't do it, I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
You don't think they're using this as some kind of weird virtue? Almost like, well, guys, I'm sick. You know, we have to talk about my sickness all the time. I have to be the center of attention.
I don't think so. I think they just tried to keep up with them and they couldn't do it and should have stopped. I don't know.
Well, anyway, the next day I told the guy I was bothered by it and hurt that them as much as my friends did not care.
Okay, see, now they're stretching. Now you're attacking your friends for, like, I don't know.
This is where he becomes an asshole, apparently. I mean, he responded by saying that he does not know details about my condition and that I should have communicated better and asked several times, and if they didn't do anything, should just walk at my own speed. And if I did fall behind, that was it. Because I got so angry with him, I told my best friend because I needed the vent. I had told her that night after coming home from the cinema, but only liked the gist of it, and she first agreed that it was bad what they did. Of course, he's your best friend, idiot. When I told her about how he reacted and what he said, she had such a bad reaction and told me I'm making a mountain out of an anthill and that I can't expect people to be responsible for me and that he is right. And I am right too and I should just get over it. It wasn't a big deal.
Seriously?
Am I the asshole for overreacting?
Yes.
Easily, yeah.
But he already said that he didn't let his friends know how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
He said that. That was like 3 seconds ago. He said that he didn't let them in on just the situation that he was in.
Yeah.
So that's your fault. And then you kept up with them, trying to fit in or whatever, which I get. But, like, this is all this dude's fault. Seriously, it's all his fault.
100%.
He knew, and he refused to say anything. I'm sure if he had said something ahead of time, maybe his friends would have been like, oh, okay, we'll slow it down a little bit. You're just asking them to slow down for no reason and not...
Yeah.
Given any info, and that's not fair.
You gotta figure it this way too. It's like, hey, did you fucking get home safe? Did you have a good time at the movie? Did you like the movie? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, yes. The next day you're immediately starting a fight, and like, they didn't even have all the information. That's not fair.
It's like, is your life that fucking bad? You know, that you wake up the next morning and something that didn't matter still bothering you like that?
There's a lot of assholes today.
Yeah. But this guy didn't have to be one.
No, he didn't. There was an easy way. He could have just explained himself. And I guarantee the friends would have probably been like, right. Oh, okay.
I can slow down. Yeah.
All right, not a problem. And he turned it into a freaking problem.
This has got to be the center of attention. That's just a generation. I agree with you. He's a beta. All right, so we have
that
one
all
more.
Could have been avoided.
And I know this next one here is going to be your favorite one. And
I got to pop. Okay.
I have no idea why you like this one so much.
It's the last one.
The last one and your last beer on the table.
My beer is warm.
Your beer is warm.
Let's go. It's going to taste nasty.
See, I thought this was going to be your favorite one because you get to choose. We got two left here. Whichever one we don't use now, we'll use on Monday's show now that the audio is fixed. I'm so excited. So here are the two titles you get to choose here. Am I the asshole for skipping my daughter's wedding?
Jesus.
Or am I the asshole for disrespecting my coworker?
It's a daughter's wedding.
Ding,
I'm already
ding,
involved.
Ding, ding,
let's
ding,
just
ding,
get
ding,
to that one.
Ding, dun, 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 dun. All right. Am I the asshole for skipping my daughter's wedding? I'm a 53-year-old man. My daughter's 27, who's getting married in a few months. We will call her Kay. Kay has been with her soon-to-be husband for about 5 years now, and they are finally tying the knot. I know he makes her happy, and that's honestly all a father could possibly hope for, especially since I did not have a great time being married to her mother. I did remarry a couple of years back, as has my ex-wife. Because we are divorced and my ex-wife has primary custody, I've had to accept knowing that she's been with another man helping raise my daughter. Oh, yeah. I don't like him, but not for any reason that he makes a difference in this case. But they have been together since Kay was a child, around 8 or so. I used to take Kay every other weekend until she was 15 or 16 and she started working. After that, I tried to see her as much as possible when she had time. I did my best to stay as much in her life as I could, but when she got older, she had her own stuff going on. It became kind of hard. I did end up moving down to Florida about 2 years ago with my now wife, so seeing Kay has become impossible unless someone travels, but we still talk. Yeah, that's fucking rough, man. I know Kay's been busy planning her wedding, and I really don't get a say in what happens. She did call me asking to provide the bar charge, which is around $3,000. I told her that shouldn't be an issue since I'll have some time to get that money together. Other than that, not much has been said to me about the wedding. When my sister just came to visit us from Wisconsin, we were talking about Kay's wedding. I don't know what got the conversation going, but my sister filled me in on an interesting fact. Apparently, Kay wants me and her stepfather to walk her down the aisle together. This is the first time I've heard of this. This took me by surprise since I thought I had a better relationship with Kay than it seems. This flipped my whole world upside down. Oof. Giving her away at her wedding is something I have been looking forward to since the day she was born. Now that's a moment I have to share with another man. And the fact that I heard from my sister and not straight from Kay really upset me. After my sister left, I called her. I told her I wouldn't be able to afford a $3,000 bar fee, which she seemed okay with. And then I asked her if it was true that we were both going to have to walk the kid down the aisle. Shit, man, this is fucked up. Because I'm starting to think to myself now, like, what would I do in this situation?
Yeah.
And, you know, you gotta...
It's not. I'm on the daughter's side.
Because, like, you gotta think, like, if this guy helped raise the kid, where were you at, number one? Right. You moved to be with your new wife. Sorry, asshole.
And I mean, you gotta divorced suck it up. At the age of 8, right? She was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Another man raised her.
That's heartbreaking.
That sucks. I'm not, like, I've had a stepfather. Like, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
And then she becomes, like, you only saw her every other weekend. I actually know how that feels because my dad did the same thing. Like, I barely saw him. Yeah. It was every other weekend. And then he would disappear for a couple of years. And then he would come back in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it was dependent on if he got along with my mom or not.
Yeah.
So it's a shitty situation. But another man was in that house and raising her. And if she, it's her wedding, and she decides that, like, she wants both of her dads to walk her down the aisle. Like, be a fucking man. Suck it up. It's going to suck. Like, like, he has every right to be pissed off and upset. But, like, she's only going to get married one day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to suck it up for those couple hours and just do it so she has the day that she wants. And then go home and, like, be pissed off and vent and drink or whatever you got to do to get over it. But, like, that's her day. I'm not on his side at all.
It's pretty sad.
It sucks. Like, he's in this shitty, shitty situation. But that's life. That's what happens. And if she, like, it's actually nice that she liked her stepfather that much that she wants him to be included in the wedding. Mm. Like, obviously, they have a close bond, too, because he was raising her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, I asked her if this was true and she didn't deny it. I told Kay if that's the case, I won't be attending the wedding, period. At this point, we were both upset. I told Kay that if she cared so little about me to take my feelings into consideration, that I had no interest in taking part of her wedding. Yeah, now he's being a prima donna.
He's an asshole, man. This is her day.
But it really seemed like she didn't care about me. She never thought to tell me on her own. You see, there's a lot of me. It should be her, and her wishes. And
she was probably scared to tell him. If he's reacting this way, she was probably scared to tell him and had the aunt, which is his sister, tell him.
Mm-hmm. This guy's a fucking bitch.
I don't like this guy.
It's not your wedding, dude. It's her wedding. She could fucking have Mickey Mouse walking down the aisle if she wanted to.
He has every right to be upset, but to take it out on her, that's not right.
Yeah. She never cared to ask me who I wanted to invite to her wedding. She really only brought her wedding up to me when she asked me for money. This guy's a prick. After all this happened, I've had some people tell me I was a dick. But I think I have every right to not attend her wedding if I don't want to. You do have that right.
But you're being an asshole.
Exactly.
You can choose not to go. But, like, she could have had, like, the perfect wedding of having both her dads walk her down the fucking aisle.
Yep.
You weren't really there.
Mm-mm.
And not at his fault at all. Until he moved to Florida. Not his fault that his custody order was every other weekend. Not his fault that when she was a teenager, she was hanging out with her friends. But you moved to Florida, and then you guys couldn't see each other.
Yep.
And you're refusing to go to the wedding at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, you're not helping. You're not, like, meeting her at all halfway. I'm not on this guy's side at all.
Hopefully this is her only wedding, and you're going to miss it.
Yeah. I feel bad for both of them. That, like, this sucks. This sucks. I'm sure he's hurting.
Yeah.
And now she's hurting. And it sucks.
Everyone's hurting in this situation. And this guy's a prick. He needs to suck it up, man, because he is going to regret this for the rest of his life. He can never take this back, what's happening right
and
now.
And she's going to have wedding photos, and he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And she's always going to remember that her dad was not there.
Yeah.
And that's terrible.
Some bullshit, man.
You know what that's going to do? Give the stepfather more points.
Yeah.
He was there. He walked me down the aisle. He gave me the father-daughter dance. He was there.
Yeah.
You know, like...
You really lost her.
Yeah.
You really lost her at this point. You fucking scumbag, man.
Take your ass back to Florida. So selfish.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, I get why he's upset, but you suck it up and you deal with it for a couple hours and then it's over.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So we'll save the other one for the Monday show. There was a lot of assholes on this one, man. Well, there was a couple of good... Well, the one who should have been the asshole... Was not. The one that we thought was going to be one. When I was picking him, I'm like, oh, this one's definitely going to be an asshole. If I can hit it and quit it. But no, that was a surprise.
That depends.
Yeah.
I wish I knew who texted who first.
What did JJ say here? DC time, there's no assholes. Man, DC is so dead, that game.
I haven't played in 2 weeks, people.
You haven't even turned it on in 2 weeks. I turned it on and turned it right the fuck off. It's
just... You even said to me the other day, oh, I was getting my stabilizer, and I'm like, oh, I forgot about the stabilizers, but I'm like, you know daily, what? Daily fuck stabilizer it. Wrong, yeah. I don't give a shit.
He's on the USPS servers. So PlayStation, I'm sure it's still kind of going over there, but man, Xbox is...
I doubt it. When we quit DC over there, yeah. There wasn't that many people.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ass.
Well, at least we terrible. Know what you won't be doing this weekend. What will you be doing this weekend?
Playing Supercard. And that's about it. I don't think there's anything to watch. There's nothing to watch.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Netflix came out with another documentary, which looked interesting. Can't remember the name of it. Add it to my list. My list is so long, but I'm not in the mood to watch it. Like, yeah. I keep adding things that look good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not in the mood to watch it yet. Like, so I don't know.
What's going on? Esther just popped in there and popped right out. What the fuck?
HBO came out with something, too.
Yeah.
About a serial killer. I don't know. Like, and I added that to my list. Although, Curb Your Enthusiasm showed up on my HBO watch list. And I'm like,
oh, it's the final season. That's why.
I didn't know. It was... You're in the middle of season one, episode two. I'm like, no the fuck I'm not. I'm not watching this.
Oh, that's right. I hit it today by accident. Oh. I'm sorry.
Delete that shit right... I'm like, no I'm not.
My bad.
Like, what the hell?
Eastbound and Down. Ooh. You know what? I'm adding that to my list. Eastbound and Down. Thank you for that, because I heard a lot of good things about that. And that's the show with the guy with the curly hair. He's really fucking funny. Can't think of his name. He's this comedian guy. He's freaking hilarious, man. He always plays a dirtbag.
Not Carrot Top, right? Because I can't
no,
see
no,
him.
No. Carrot Top's just
is the weird. One from Chelsea Handler?
No. He's an actual comedian guy. I can picture him. He's got the stupid mustache, the curly hair. He's a fucking funny guy, man. He's in that show, so I'm going to
no
check
idea
it out.
Who that
yeah.
is.
Danny McBride. Thank you, Danny McBride. See, that's people are fucking
not
great.
A clue.
I can't wait. I'm going to check that one out. So I'm going to be watching Tulsa King. I'm going to be hanging out and doing
I'm
that.
I'm so glad you're watching it. I'm so
It'll
glad.
It'll be over tomorrow. UFC is tomorrow night. That's going to be a big one. 299, which looks to be a better card than 300. I'll be watching that late tomorrow night because I can't sleep anymore.
There was boxing today. Did you watch
boxing
it?
Is on. It's been on since 11 o'clock. I wanted this fucking fight to start. Francis Ngannou.
Oh my God.
Versus AJ Wilder. And I'm looking at it, waiting for this shit all day long. Is it 5:20? It was supposed to start Eastern Time. It's 6:20 now, and I'm like, "Fuck, we're recording the show at 6." So I had it playing on the stream, and a pop up happened during the show, and it just fucked up my screen, and now it went away. So I have to watch it. So there you go. Tell them where they can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.
Wait a second. Brian asked, "Are you going to watch a Tyson versus Paul match in July?" That's right.
Oh, I saw that it. Yesterday.
I will watch it.
I was on Facebook and all of a sudden, like, that popped up. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how ridiculous is that Dude, going to be? So
I
texted it to you and you're like, yeah, what? It's just
like,
some
yeah,
garbage
this
fight.
This is going to be good.
So I will watch that. Yeah. I will watch it with you.
You're going to watch that with me? That'll be
I
fun.
I will watch
That'll
it with
fun.
You.
That'll be fun.
And then we can both talk about it because that's something I'm actually interested in.
If it happens, he's because it's not official. They announced
First
it, but
of all,
it's not official.
He's fucking old.
Tyson's got to get sanctioned, man. I mean, he's 50. He's gonna be 58 by the time that. But they put
Why
Holyfield out there.
Guy?
It'll happen. It'll happen.
Who is this? Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Yeah.
Is that his name? Why is he only fighting people who either aren't boxers or boxers who are old as fuck?
He's making a lot of money.
I'm not saying Mike Tyson can't knock him the fuck out.
He ain't gonna be able to.
But I'm just saying, like, why is he picking these so-called easy... I don't understand what dude is doing.
Well, the reason why I said he ain't gonna be able to, because I saw some of the rules that they're talking about.
Yeah.
No knockouts. And you can't hit him... Like, you can't go for the knockout, basically. It's like... It's just
body shots?
It'll be like him versus Roy Jones Jr. was in 2020, where it was so... It was fun. But they weren't trying to win.
But why is this Jake Paul not going into, like, a real fucking...
He did, and he lost.
Right. So why... He keeps saying he's a fucking boxer.
Yeah I know. He's
And he's fighting bullshit.
He's making money, though. He wants to fight Canelo Alvarez, and, I mean, if that's his last thing on Earth, because it will be if he was to fight that motherfucker. get terminated, man. That would be the end of his life.
See, let me know when this dude, because he runs his mouth a lot.
If it happens,
let me know when this dude actually fights a real boxer, and I might actually watch that with you.
I mean, if him and Tyson get into a real fight, Tyson would probably kill him. Even at this age, I think Tyson would put a hurting on him, but Tyson's going to get hurt out there. He's too old to be fucking around.
Does Tyson still have his tigers? He had really pretty tigers.
No, I think he learned his lesson.
They're so pretty, though. Hey, he would have them out in his yard.
It costs like $20,000 a month to feed these motherfuckers.
All right, guys. You have a great weekend. We'll see you soon. Thanks, everybody, for coming out and hanging out with us this beautiful Friday. We'll be back next Friday. And then, of course, Monday and Wednesday shows will be there as well. We love you. Have a great weekend.